The cost of living was the biggest single issue during the general election campaign, and this last session of the 34th Dáil is ending with disagreement about how best to tackle the same issue. At Leaders' Questions, the government's decision to rule out another support package in the budget was raised by Sinn Féin's Piers Doherty, but the Taoiseach and Fine Gael leader Simon Harris wasn't budging. Piers Doherty said that since January, an extra 64,000 people couldn't pay their electricity bill.
That means for the first time that we have 300,000 households that cannot pay their electricity, 175,000 that can't pay the heating of their home in terms of gas. And you stand there as if you get it and you don't. What needs to happen is there needs to be a cost of living package in this year's budget. You need to bring forward energy credits. What you have said here and what the signal that you've sent to those families who under your government and under the previous government can't pay their bills is you're on your own. Energy credits have to be delivered in this year's budget. Otherwise, that is the signal and that is the message that you're sending them. There needs to be a cost of living package. And yes, yes, we understand there's instability, but there also was instability in the last number of years as well. We have a surplus at this point in time, and you're more happy to provide €186,000 to landlords in a tax credit than actually support people to heat their homes and keep the lights on.
If you genuinely think that this situation in relation to tariffs, trade, pharma, global uncertainty is the same as it was last summer, come on, you're better than that. You're better than that. You did. The record, though, you did. Now, let me. You spend a lot of your political career standing up here saying, you don't get it over here, you don't understand, you're out of touch. You know what I know? I know who owns SuperValue. And it's not an American multinational. I know who owns SuperValue. They sponsor the GAA. They sponsor the Tidy Towns. They're in towns and villages across the country. They're a proud Irish company. And you thought they were owned by an American multinational. And yet, you want Pascal Donoghue's job. You want Pascal Donoghue's job, and you don't even know who owns SuperValue or can't even use Google. Give me a break.
Simon Harris, meanwhile, Jennifer Whitmore of the Social Democrats said the government was spending billions this year, but had nothing to show for it.
We have a housing crisis that's spiralling out of control. We have record homelessness. We have disability services that are threadbare. We have soaring levels of child poverty. We have a cost of living crisis that is escalating. And we have energy and water infrastructure that is crumbling. Taoiseach, the reality is, this government, you're epic wasters. You've wasted time, you have wasted opportunity, and you have wasted a generational opportunity to invest in a better future, and you've wasted our money.
Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane, is at Leinster House. Micheál, this Dáil started with chaos, really, over the position of Ciaran Comhairle. How is it ending?
Well, it's ending really with a focus on the cost of living issue. The opposition united in their view that people really are struggling up and down the country, whether it comes to the price of food or the price of energy, as you heard there. But of course, the government has made that firm decision that there won't be any one-off measures anymore. Now, Jennifer Whitmore is saying that the government was essentially moralising in the lead-up to this budget. And she said the real reason, as she sees it, was the fact that there was no longer an election on the horizon. Of course, that rejected by the government, who pointed things like the possibility of US tariffs being higher than anticipated, and also the future and questions around it of the pharmaceutical industry here. But I think there is no doubt that it was always going to be a challenge to end those cost of living one-off measures. And there is, amid all the uncertainty and amid all the fear, I think it does suit government on this, the last day of the Dáil, to point to that uncertainty as it faces into that challenge and now crafting the budget.
By the way, for those who haven't been following this, what was the reference to SuperValue about?
The reference to SuperValue centres on a debate last week in the Dáil where Sinn Féin erroneously thought that SuperValue was owned by a US firm, and it was mentioned in two contributions during a debate that again was focused on the cost of grocery prices, something that the government side have been relishing, particularly given that it came from someone who almost always has his facts and figures correct, and that is Piers Doherty. So this is one that was inevitably going to be hurled back at him, and it was in some spectacular style by the Taoiseach today.
Early on, Micheál, this was dubbed the do-nothing Dáil. How much substantive work has been done?
Well, I think there hasn't been a glut of legislation going through, but I suppose if you could see, the most active department was the Department of Housing, and that inevitable, I suppose, in one way, given that it is the biggest societal crisis facing the government and things are still going up, whether that's the cost of homes, rents, or the number of people who are becoming homeless, including children. But there were some big decisions reached there, I suppose, particularly around the rent pressure zones and a radical change there that will provide a greater security for tenants on the one hand, but on the other side, giving landlords more power to reset rents to the market rate, which could cause difficulty, the opposition point out. Now, that piece of legislation itself, that's not going to go through till the autumn, but the decision has been made. And I suppose there was the emergency measure then to extend the rent pressure zones in the meantime to the entire country.
Micheál, thank you. Micheál Lehane at Leinster House.